You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Take it away, Lynch.
Thanks, Mace. All right, so my first one here, it's about this story that Mandy Bell from MLB.com did about Uber drivers and baseball players, and it's called Inside Ball Players' Secret Uber Identities.
Mm.
So she asked a bunch of players, like, what do you tell Uber drivers when you're in the car with them? Because a lot of times we'll be like, oh, hey, what do you do for a living,
hey,
guy?
You know.
And so, like, Shane Bieber said, well, I usually have my preferences set to no talking, like no conversation, but if they're a big talker, then I usually make up some crazy lie. Didn't get into the specifics. However, Logan Allen said that he likes to tell them that he's still in school. Tyler Freeman said that he likes to tell people that he's an attorney or in real estate. So,
interesting.
Everyone has their little stories they make up when an Uber driver tells them what they do, and especially you, Mace.
Yes.
And also you, Greg. Being a public figure, what do you tell Uber drivers when they ask what you do for a living?
By the way, I also have quiet and cool listed when I do my Uber preferences.
You put quiet and on? Cool.
What is cool?
Quiet. Cool, preferred, like temperature.
Okay, that's okay, only yeah. with like Uber, Uber
like,
Lux,
cool.
Brian. And you have to like, do like really the fancy
cool.
one for that.
You're I only want to go cool Uber driver.
I
want
a cool driver. Cool driver.
I thought you were saying
cool. Collected.
If I get asked that question, I always say I'm in PR.
That's a good one.
And just sort of blow it off. And hopefully they don't ask any follow-ups.
But like what if they do?
Like a big firm? Or do you work with like celebrities? What do you do?
What happens if you get follow-ups? Yeah.
But then, if I get follow-ups, then you got to start making stuff up.
Yep. You're a good liar.
With the studios. I'm with the studios.
Liar.
That's good. With the studios?
With the studios.
I'm with
yeah.
the studios. Is that enough to shut them up?
I can't get into the details.
Yeah, I can't. No.
It's top secret.
Confident. Yeah. No, I'll tell you this, though. When I am in an Uber and they're playing the station, and that has happened to me where the station is on, I will always pretend like I'm in PR and say, so what do you think of this radio station? Because I'm curious to know. Who do you like? Who do you hate on the station?
Oh, I love John Ireland. See, that Steve Mason guy, he sucks.
See, and then I would turn to him and say, you know, I'm Steve Mason.
You say, you know who I am.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Then,
wait, has that ever happened? Have any of your Uber drivers ever recognized you?
Yeah, sometimes a couple of times they've recognized by voice. A couple of times they've recognized by face, which is interesting. But
You're plastered everywhere now.
Where
you're
am
at
I?
You're at Laker games.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
at Rams games.
Yeah,
you're
that's
on.
Right.
We're on YouTube. You're everywhere.
Yeah, I guess
now.
So. I guess that's right. Yeah.
TikTok.
TikTok. I'm on TikTok.
TikToker.
Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I'm big on the stories now.
So I just say that I'm in radio. I don't say sports radio.
What station?
I would say I'm just in radio. I just do a little bit.
What
stuff
if they
on
have
the
follow ups? Like what?
If they,
yeah.
But how often do they have follow ups? Like most people when you say radio, they say oh cool and just move on because they don't care in the slightest.
Can I just ask one thing? Why doesn't everybody have quiet and cool listed on their Uber?
Because you have to do the fancy Ubers for that.
I've never
put one preference on my Uber app one time in my life.
That comes standard though.
Wait, what kind of Ubers do you usually book, Mace?
Not the fancy, super fancy ones. What's the notch down from
the regular?
Uber X.
No, I don't. Uber Black's really expensive.
That's expensive.
Uber X, I think is what. But I think it comes up automatically, cool and quiet.
Yeah, that one got me.
Calm, cool, and collected.
I don't know why you would, like, you don't like to talk to anybody is what we're realizing, though. You don't like to talk to people in the elevators.
You don't
like to talk to people in Ubers.
No, I just, I
you
like
talk
it.
For 3 hours.
I like
That's it.
That's it. Quiet and cool. That's it.
That's it. But you don't talk that much.
I do talk a lot.
No, you talk for 3 hours.
Three hours nonstop.
And then you talk nothing at all.
Yeah, but 3 hours
but that's
nonstop.
It, but that's it.
Oh, I got
those 3 hours, then you're done. You don't talk to Juan. You don't talk to anybody else.
No, I have conversations, but like Juan always says, you leave the best of you on the air.
I've noticed that at a basketball game or a baseball game.
That's very sad. Very sad. Bergman, you, Brian, Uber driver, you don't do quiet and cool?
I don't do quiet or cool. I think once I get in, you know, very, very small responses to there. So then they get the picture like, oh, this guy doesn't want to talk. You know, if they ask a question, you're just like, well, one word answer back to them, kind of.
I like talking. If they talk to me, I'm happy to talk back to the Uber drivers.
I'm not.
It depends. You know? I've had both ways where I've had like some very cool Uber drivers with some cool stories and like they love to talk, and then some where it's like, man, this guy just won't shut up, and it's annoying.
But that's when you just say to him, say, hey, look, I'm really tired. I need to get on the listen to this podcast or whatever it is. And you can get out of it.
I would just pretend I was on the phone. I'd be like, oh, hang on. And I would pretend I was talking on the phone. And then they just, you know.
You sit there with your
conversation.
I always have my Bluetooth in when I'm like driving to the airport because I get car sick all the time. And I'm trying to do whatever humanly possible I can to not get car sick. And usually it's like blasting my music really loud or just like I just have to take myself out of it.
What's up, foo?
By the way, mine automatically comes up quiet.
I just looked. Mine doesn't.
You said it that way.
Mine does. Mine comes up quiet.
You got fancy people.
Like cool drivers.
All right, guys. So we know it is opening baseball week, my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Opening day Thursday should be a national holiday.
I agree.
Some of my favorite baseball memories come from opening day, specifically here at Dodger Stadium, being in high school, you know, playing a little hooky, dad taking me out to the game.
Yep.
Getting poured, doused in beer, being only like 16 years old.
Oh, nice.
You know, great times. So the Dodgers this weekend opening on Thursday, but their opening giveaways are pretty strong here. I was looking at it today.
Isn't Saturday Freddie?
Saturday is a Freeman bobblehead.
Yep.
Monday is going to be a Fernando replica jersey, and then
nice.
Wednesday is a zip-up hoodie.
Good.
So when you guys book games, are you looking at the promotions at all, or are you more like who's pitching kind of deal?
Well, I've got tickets for Sunday, so clearly I didn't know when the good giveaways are because there are no good giveaways on Sunday. But I generally don't pay attention. Bobbleheads, I think I do pay attention to.
Every once in a while.
I know when the bobblehead nights are because they are really cool, and I've got some of them. Do you have a lot of bobbleheads?
I have in my office on my windowsill. There's a bunch of bobbleheads, but no, I don't go for the bobbleheads. I mean, I think they're cool. Like if someone wants to take one, Lindsay, you're welcome to go take one. Brian, have one.
Wow,
go ahead.
Thank you. I
don't look at the games based on anything other than I want to be at a Dodger game. Like if something happens to be there, that Freddie Freeman bobblehead, that's cool.
What about Dodger blanket night?
Hello Kitty night.
Hello Kitty night.
Like being at the stadium, and I like so I don't care who's pitching. I just get excited when I get a good pitch. I'm like, oh, cool, Kershaw's pitching tonight.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no, I don't look at any of those things whatsoever.
Yeah, my dad would always only look at pitching matchups, and it was like, oh, if Kershaw's pitching Friday, we'll go to that game, but if he's not, like, oh, we're not going to that one.
Like, I've gone to a Hello Kitty night because I was dating someone that wanted to go to Hello Kitty night, so I
really?
Found that and got that, yeah, and so they can get like the Hello Kitty bobblehead or whatever it was.
Lynn, do you pay attention to the giveaways?
I always do. I mean, how do you think I got my awesome like Jose Ramirez bucket hat that I got when I was in Cleveland? I was like, oh, I need to make sure I go to that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the Dodgers
Jose
ones,
Ramirez bucket hat.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's got his face all over it. Also, I got the Shohei Ohtani Dodgers, or I mean Angels face jersey. It's got his face literally all over it. That thing's going for like $300 on eBay.
Is it really?
It might not anymore.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of people get their bobbleheads and immediately put them on eBay, and you sell them. They sell. And a lot of times walking out, if you have a bobblehead, somebody will say, I'll give you $60 for the bobblehead. I'm like, all right, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I got Justin Turner one, and people were asking me, like, I'll give you $20 for this. I'll give you $40 for this.
Yep.
I kept it, but they will pay for it if it's the right bobblehead.
Yep.
Like a Freeman one probably will go. The Ohtani ones, when they do the Ohtani one, that's going to be an expensive bobblehead.
That is.
I bet it will.
eBay is going to be betting on how much it costs.
The worst seat in the house at Dodger Stadium on Thursday.
Thank you.
$500.
Yeah.
The worst seat is $500. The
upper deck, top deck.
Upper deck, no view of the scoreboard. Well, we've sat there.
Yeah.
I sprung for tickets one time. We were literally, you could not even see the scoreboard.
Take a listener to a baseball game, a local baseball game. Yeah, you
was
get
that
don't get
with,
great seats.
Was that the one with the entrepreneur?
Oh, God, that was so
the
bad.
Guy who said, I'm an entrepreneur.
And brought someone that's it's not around at all.
Exactly.
He was somewhere completely different.
Yeah, we'll do that again. Take a listener to a local baseball game. Lynch, you've been on that before, right?
No, I don't think I have.
You didn't come to Dodger games with me?
I went with you, Bergman, and Jorge to a game.
Okay, but we didn't take a local.
Yeah.
No, that was just us all going.
Right.
That's when I had a Michelada for the first time.
Oh, they're good, right?
They are really good. They're delicious.
I do not like them.
I love Bloody Marys.
I have no taste for a Michelada.
I don't like the tahini.
Oh, the tahini's so good.
It's a little too much tahini for me.
No,
I love it.
I like a Michelada light on the tahini.
You can ask them to do that.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Go ahead.
Brian, you got one more?
What's up, foo?
Oh,
I got one.
Okay.
All right, so a professor of gerontology and director of the USC Longevity Institute in California said that he wants to live to be 120 to 130. And he says, you know, that might possibly be possible. I don't know. But one thing he talked about was how the youth these days struggle with obesity because of what he calls the poisonous five P's.
Okay.
Those poisonous five P's are pizza, pasta, protein, potatoes, and pain or bread. So which of these poisonous five P's do you have the biggest problem with?
Okay, so pizza, pasta.
Protein, pizza, pasta. Potatoes, protein. Or bread. Like, which one do you struggle to give up the most?
Well, I'm assuming by protein, he means red meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. How about white meat?
Mine is okay? Pizza. Mine's pizza.
Mine is pasta. Oh. I could not live without pasta.
It's bread.
Yeah.
It's bread. I can't stop. There's no chance that I'm not eating any type of bread.
Tell you the other thing. I have red meat probably four times a week.
I used to. I was a big red meat.
It really does nothing for you as a human.
It is delicious.
It is very good.
It is the most delicious thing.
I can't eat after 7 o'clock. Yeah. We've gone through this.
I would like to find a dish that contains all five bad peas.
That'd be a good one.
I'm sure you could.
I mean, a pizza. I mean, you can just put it.
Some pizza, some pasta with.
You can. I've had a tri-tip
pasta
pizza.
Bolognese with the meat in it.
On top of the pizza.
With bread. Dip
bread,
in the sauce.
The bread is the.
It's the pizza.
It's
yeah,
the pizza.
You guys should make that. Yeah, try, bring that dish in.
Bolognese dish pizza. In.
Yeah, I'll try.
Right, you're on that, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Bolognese pizza.
Oh, the pizza. Potatoes. Gross. You're forgetting the potatoes though.
Bolognese with the
hash
potatoes
brown on it.
Here's the thing. I could completely live without potatoes.
I could too. I don't need
of those five things. Potatoes are the one thing I can do without.
I eat potatoes all the time.
Do you?
At college, I lived off potatoes too. It's so cheap and.
They are
potato
cheap.
What would
they
I
make
cheap.
A lot
of survive
things.
Off that.
Yeah. What would I do during Hanukkah? A potato pancake.
Right.
A latke.
Oh, that's right.
What am
no
I
going to
do? Those are delicious.
Yeah, they
the
are.
Best.
Latkes are the best.
Yeah, they are. So there's no chance I could get rid of that. I think we can get rid of pasta.
I could get rid of pasta.
I could get rid of pasta.
I don't
eat it very often.
I can eat pasta every day.
So I can't tell you the last time I had pasta.
When I was growing up as a kid, we had pasta. Well, my grandmother called it gravy. She would make a big pot of gravy. With
gravy is delicious.
No, but with sausage and
they call it
meatballs.
The pizza or the pasta sauce.
Yeah,
gravy.
They call the pasta sauce gravy.
Oh,
yeah, it's an Italian thing.
It's an Italian thing.
I don't understand you Midwest people.
It's an Italian
that's an
thing
Italian
from
thing.
The old world.
Yeah, that's old world
all right,
Italian.
All right.
But yeah, she'd make a big pot of gravy. We'd eat it all week long. Pasta every single day.
I haven't had
so
pasta
good.
Easily in a year.
So good.
Wow.
And I've told this story before, but when I was a little kid, I was praised every time I ate. So
Little
Stevie. If I had thirds, Stevie's such a good boy. He's eating his thirds. He's eating his fifths. Oh my God, he's so good. That's the kind of reaction I would get. So in the end, it encouraged me because I associated praise with overeating. As a grown up, I've been a big overeater because I used to get praised for it.
Are you under 195 yet?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I am.
That's money for me, by the way.
I dipped below 195 today.
Good job. Stay there until April 1st. After April 1st, you're allowed to eat as much as you want.
I'm going to be back under 190 by the time we get
good. Good.
No, not by April 1st.
That's some serious psychological warfare your parents played on you as a child.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It was my grandmother, Rose.
Oh, your grandma.
My grandma, Rose.
Rose. How dare you, Rose?
She was tough. All right, coming up next for you, Kendrick Perkins said something interesting about the Lakers. I want to get that to you. Plus, Lindsay has something that happened with Chewy I want to get to. A story. How would you describe this story?
It's one of the most embarrassing things that's happened to me in a long time.
Excellent. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I and Bergman have both been using Cut. This is a legal betting app, and I'm just looking to see what I did last night, Bergman. I was 2-0.
I was 4-0 last night, all on NBA.
Yeah, I was on San Antonio plus 12. Against Phoenix, and I was on the Hawks plus 10.5 versus the Celtics, and that game wound up close. So I ended up winning two dimes on those games.
Two dimes? You won $2,000?
Yeah. Two dimes. $10 is a dime for me.
Okay, there you go.
What did you win?
So I won, I think, about $20. I was lower bets, but I bet against the Clippers, and that was an easy one because the Pacers smoked them.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I bet on the Kings. I bet on the Nuggets, and twice on the Nuggets, and won both of those.
Yeah, there you go. So if you want to take part in this completely legal peer-to-peer betting app, you got to go download the Kutt app. It's K-U-T-T. If you want more details, you can go to Kutt.com, K-U-T-T.com, or download the app. If you enter the code ESPNLA, you get a 10% deposit bonus, and you can bet actually against us or anybody else on the app. And and I just noticed, Bergman, I'm back to where I started. I started with $200 in. I'm back at $198.
No, look at you. I put $50 in. I'm at $130. And actually, somebody did send me a bet.
Did they?
A bet. You tell me which way to go.
Okay.
He's giving me Cincinnati Bearcats on the money line versus Indiana State. Well, he took Indiana State.
Oh, well then.
It's plus four, but it's on the money line.
Oh, Cincinnati. I'll take Cincinnati.
All right, we're going Cincinnati. I'm accepting for you.
Yeah.
Jamay Can One.
There you go. You can sign up for the Kutt app, download the app, and then join the ESPNLA group, and we're BSing in there all the time, sending each other bets, all that stuff. So it's Kutt, K-U-T-T, download the app. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, short show today. We're getting to Lakers-Bucks pregame at 3 o'clock with Slee. By the way, on the Kutt app, Bergman, I put out this bet. See if somebody takes the other side. Lakers plus 9.5.
Lakers plus 9.5.
At Milwaukee tonight.
Someone will take that.
Somebody will take that
100%.
Bet.
I want to put out a bet for the Lakers. I'm going to take the over. It's 232.5.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over. See if someone will take the under.
Okay.
LeBron. I mean, it's...
Sure.
Yeah.
I also have Miami plus 3 over Golden State, and I've got Oklahoma City minus 1 over New Orleans. That's a great game, by the way. OKC New Orleans is a really good game. New Orleans is playing great.
I would probably, I'd probably lean towards New Orleans because OKC has no bigs and Zion can just eat.
Yeah,
as
he
much
can.
As he wants. He eats a lot. So.
Yes, he does. Download the Kutt app, K-U-T-T, and you can bet against us having fun with that. All right, so Kendrick Perkins, who is one of the more entertaining NBA analysts around, and a guy who often has things to say about the Lakers, said, this was from yesterday, I think, right, Linz?
Correct, on First Take.
This is Kendrick from First Take yesterday on the subject of the Lakers.
You know what that is, Unc?
No.
You know what that is? Molly? It's an old saying. You can smell doo-doo before you see it. We've been smelling doo-doo the whole season long when it comes down to the Lakers. They sitting in a nice spot. So what are we talking about? First of all, they got to get into the postseason. That's number one. When I'm looking at the Clippers, it's a bigger deal because of the expectations. LeBron James don't even have expectations for this Lakers team. He knows that they trash. He knows that they can't make any noise. That's why you, along with LeBron, was one of the ones at the trade deadline, including myself, saying trade. Get you another star in there. Get you a wing defender. Because we all know if they happen to get up against the Sacramento Kings, we know how the Sacramento Kings own them. We know how Sabonis owns AD in that matchup. And then if they happen to get to that next round or play against a Dallas Mavericks in the play-in tournament, you sure you want to go on the road and play against a Luka Doncic or a Kyrie Irving the way that they've been falling?
So there is, they smell like doo-doo?
You can smell doo-doo before you see it.
Before you see it.
That
is a fact. That's a proven fact. Now, here's the thing about the Lakers. They've won 5 out of 7. Why does it feel like they're not winning?
because
it feels like they're not winning, but they're actually winning.
Yeah, because they're not moving in the standings. They're still staying three back of the six throughout this entire time. And it just seems like because they're not getting any better. And you realize that the doo-doo smell that he's smelling is that they're probably not going to do anything against the Nuggets or the Kings, like you said.
See, it's matchup dependent. Like Sacramento, they would beat the Lakers in a series.
Yes.
Denver would beat the Lakers in a series. But if they draw OKC,
I mean,
they've had great success against OKC. OKC does not have any bigs to contend with Anthony Davis. So it's matchup dependent.
Yeah, of course it's matchup dependent. I think it just depends on who they're going to face. But this team with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I don't agree with Perk and the one thing that he said, that the Lakers have no expectations. When you have those two guys, you have expectations.
Absolutely.
You have to make it out of the play-in because they've been in the play-in or out of the playoffs 5 of the 6 years that LeBron has been on the Lakers.
Yeah, and
a problem.
And by the way, I also think, I don't believe that LeBron thinks they're trash.
I think he does.
You think LeBron thinks they're trash?
I think he doesn't think they're very good.
I would agree with you if this was like about a month ago.
I think that LeBron thinks they got a puncher's chance in any series.
I think he thinks that, but I also think that that's because of him.
Yeah. I
don't think that, like, collectively, I don't think he thinks the team's very good.
So what does this Lakers team need? You need to have good games from both LeBron and AD, and you need to have good games from your other stars. Like,
right.
Or your
need
backup
a good
guys.
D'Angelo game.
Good and
need good a good D'Angelo Austin Reeves game.
Need a good those two and Rui to play well.
Yes.
That can happen 4 times in a 7-game series. I don't think that they're going to be beating Denver. I don't think they're beating Sacramento.
Right.
But I think the other teams, I want to see what they look like against the Pelicans because that's another team that could possibly give them some trouble. But other than that, maybe Phoenix. I think they can beat Dallas. I know they can beat Golden State.
Okay, but here's the thing. And you're mentioning teams here that they could beat. The question is, can you beat them in 1 game heads up? And of course they can. But right now, if the playoffs were to go the way they are right now, and I think they're close to locked in. No, Dallas could still get the 6.
I mean, so Sedano was talking about this yesterday on Sedano and Cap, and I think it was a Trudell tweet.
Okay.
They need to be 3 games better than the teams in front of them to move forward. So that means they have 11 games left. They have to go 10-1, right? And so if they go 10-1 and the other and Sacramento or Dallas go 7-5?
Yeah.
Or 4-7-4, they will jump some of those.
Okay,
teams.
So it's just a matter of going 10-1.
Does not compute.
Who
does
in
not
the
compute.
World thinks that this team is going to go 10-1?
Well, I mean, look, their schedule is actually kind of favorable down the stretch. They have Milwaukee today. That's going to be very tough.
They're not a 10-1 down the stretch team.
Again, but it still worked with the amount of 3. So if it's 9-2, then the other teams have to go 6. Can only win 6. If it's 8, then the only other teams can only win 5.
With all due respect to all of the analysis and the predictions and all that stuff, they're going to be the 9.
Most likely they're going to be the 9.
Want to know why?
Yeah. We've been smelling doodle the whole season long when it comes to the Lakers.
There you go.
If they're the 9, so let's play this out a little bit. If they're the 9 and they play Golden State in the first round, they're winning that. They're winning that 1 game.
Right. They'll be favored to win the game. It'll be a crypto versus Golden State. But can Golden State rise up and beat them? Sure, they can beat them.
In a 1 game, if Steph gets hot, if Clay comes off the bench and puts up 30 like he did in the last
game. What do you think the line is on that game? Los Angeles at home versus Golden State. What's the line? Yeah.
At home versus Golden State, probably Lakers -3.5.
Yeah, probably Lakers -2.5, -3.5. Yeah, so very, very close right?
Yeah.
Then they would face the winner, if it were to freeze today, face the winner of Dallas and Phoenix.
No, Sacramento.
I've got Sacramento as the 6 and Dallas
maybe
as the 7. I'm on the standings right now.
Yes, you're right.
So they would face the winner of Dallas-Phoenix on the road. And again, they're going to be underdogs.
Yeah.
Most likely, they'll be 2.5 or 3.5 point underdogs.
To both of those teams, they would probably... Phoenix, we've already seen what Yusuf Nurkic does to AD. AD's had good games against Nurkic in the past.
Yep.
But in the last game, Nurkic has been playing well enough, putting up 20-some rebounds.
Yep.
It's a bad matchup, especially when all 3 guys are healthy for Phoenix. So, like Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker.
Yep.
That's a problem. That would be a loss.
If they're the 9, what's the best position they can get in the standings?
They can get the 8.
And who do they face in the first round?
as of right now, Denver.
It's over.
And it's over. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I would love to see them move forward, but if they have to face Denver at any point, it's over.
They're going to do all this work to get to the eight, and they're going to lose to Denver in the first round. Now they.
So you're saying it's doo-doo?
What Kendrick said, yeah.
We've been smelling doo-doo the whole season long when it comes to the Lakers.
So let me give you an alternative world.
Okay.
They wind up the eight.
Oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous.
And OKC overtakes Denver. Then they get OKC in the first round.
We're hoping hurting.
And OKC is a team that they can beat. What are you rolling your eyes at there,
Lynch? I just feel like this is all going to come down to, like, the last day of the season.
Yes,
and
it
so
is.
I just feel
it's
like
the
all
drama.
The season. I know, but
that's
it's just,
what we
like,
want.
So confused. It's a lot. It's like, the, you know that meme where the guy's looking up and he's like, and there's all the numbers
all
in
the
air?
Numbers and stuff,
that's what I feel
that
like.
That is this kind of, that's this time of year.
Yeah.
This time
I mean,
of year.
This is what we do over the last 11 games of the season.
Y equals MX plus B.
That's a formula
false.
For something.
That's false.
What is it?
The X, I don't remember. Y equals MX plus B.
I think it was something.
All right, coming up next for you, something goofy happened to Lindsay and Chewy, her dog Chewy. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to explain the new NFL kickoff rule. How about that?
Oh, boy.
Please do. I feel like that's a little bit easier to explain, right?
I need
than
to
the
hear
playoff seating.
It's not.
May says he has the right way
to
explain
it. I've got the right
it.
Way to explain it. It's very complex, but I got the right way to explain it. I've already explained the NBA standings. I'll explain the new NFL kickoff rule
I explained the NBA standings that it didn't work.
All right. So if you are injured, is Jacob coming in today?
Yeah.
He's playing
He'll
game
be
of
here
games?
In 15 minutes.
All right, excellent. All right. So if you're injured in an accident of any kind, you probably wonder what are some of the advantages of hiring Jacob. Well, first of all, you're hiring somebody who's been doing this for 25 years. But maybe the simplest answer, Jacob and his team are going to hold your hand throughout the entire process. He will handle everything from the phone calls to the rental car to getting your car fixed to finding a doctor in your area, everything. He will deal with the insurance company on your behalf. And Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. 25 years, reputation, clout, he will get you the compensation that you deserve. If you're injured in an accident, only one name to remember, it is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook for prizes, insight, and more. Today's the final day to submit a chance to win tickets for the upcoming LAFC match against the Galaxy. Again, that's at call.jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friday night, 7:10 night at the Whiskey.
I cannot wait.
Yachtly crew.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I got a sailor suit. I could not get the jacket that those guys got, so I got an admiral's jacket.
So are you now fully aware of and liking Yacht Rock?
I am fully aware and liking Yacht Rock.
I love it. Yeah. I love that it's changed so much. What?
Are you embracing. Going with? Are you fully embracing?
Fully embracing.
Sometimes my words don't come out how
it's
I want
okay.
them to.
Okay. Embrace. Providing some assistance.
Are you coming?
I think
Lindsay?
So. I think I'll be there.
It's going to be fun. Brian, are you coming?
As of now, yes.
Yeah, bring
what
Allison
mean, as
and
of now?
Party with us.
Oh, she's working.
Oh,
come on, Allison.
I tell her to play hooky.
Yeah, there you go. So, Linz, what happened with Chewy?
Okay, so the most embarrassing thing happened to me the other night when I was moving into my new place. So it's a house on a cul-de-sac, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gate to get to the back. And I'm unloading my stuff. Chewy's running around in the backyard because it's fenced in, right? and I didn't close the gate all the way, and Chewie runs out, escapes. He's sprinting, running all over the cul-de-sac, and it's like 10:30 at night, so I'm trying not to be too loud and also yelling at him. I'm like, Chewie, get over here. Like, Chewie, you want some cheese? I'm trying to like trick him into thinking I had a treat or some cheese. These people across the street open their garage because they're taking out their garbage cans. So this like older lady comes out and she's, you know, wheeling out her garbage cans to the street.
Right.
And then he runs over to their garage and he's like, you know, going up to the lady. He jumps on the lady and she's like, oh, it's okay, I'm a dog person. And I was like, Chewie, come on, let's go. And then right as he's jumping on this other lady, mm-hmm. the door to the house from the garage opens up and this other lady comes out and opens the door. Chewie ran in their house.
Oh no. Wow.
And
no.
He was in there for like a good like 3 or 4 minutes. And wow. I was just standing in front of the garage because I didn't want to like encroach all up in their space. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm so embarrassed. And the one lady was like, I think it was her mom and her daughter, like a mom and her daughter. And yep. She was like, it's okay. We're dog people. It's okay. But the lady whose house it was not okay with it.
I'm sure she was not.
And it was so embarrassing.
Chewie didn't do any business in there, though.
No,
right?
He just ran in there and he was just like running around.
But you don't know. You don't know what a dog is going to do, especially in a new area. Right. Well, in their territory.
The fact that he went in their house was like mortifying.
Yeah, horrifying.
Did you run in after?
Because I didn't want to.
You can't go into their house.
I didn't even want to go in their garage. I was like standing right in front of the garage going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Chewie.
So how
here.
Did Chewie get out?
He eventually just like sprinted out and I had to scoop him up as soon, like I had to be ready for him. I was like bracing myself because he's fast. I cannot catch him.
Really?
Yeah.
So that sounds all around embarrassing.
It was. And I didn't think he would be able to run that fast because he just got injured and he's been on crate rest for like 2 weeks. But that's probably why, because, you know, I haven't been able to really walk him or anything.
Right, right.
So then he would just, like, let it all out at once and embarrass me, and now I'm, like, I'm afraid to see these people in the light of day.
No, you're going to be best friends now.
Yeah.
Now you have a shared trauma.
They know
trauma.
Your dog,
so
and they're dog people.
So embarrassing.
Shared trauma now.
All right, so the NFL, I want to get to this. We're going to do Game of Games coming up. It is Brian's game today, right? And Jacob's going to be here to play. So I wanted to quickly explain the new NFL kickoff.
Let me hear the way you're going to explain this. It's going to go great.
Okay. So, now on kickoffs, there is officially a landing zone between the goal line and the 20.
The red zone.
The red zone, right. Okay. You must kick the ball as a kicker into the red zone.
Yes.
And it will then be fielded and returned. Now, if you kick it into the end zone, they get the ball at the 30.
Right.
So, they get really good field position. So, you're incentivized to not kick the ball into the end zone. If it bounces and rolls into the end zone, then the team gets the ball at the 20, not good field position. But ideally what's going to happen is the ball is going to be kicked. It's going to land in the red zone. Somebody is going to receive it there and run the kick back. So there will be a kickoff return. It will just be somewhere between the goal line and the 20. I thought that was a pretty good explanation.
That was pretty good. If you catch the ball in the red zone, you have to return it.
You can fair catch it, but then
you'll be
at the 20.
No, you cannot. You cannot fair catch it inside the 20. So if you kick it into the red zone and the receiver catches it, you cannot fair catch. You have to take it out.
Yet if it bounces into the end zone, then it's at the 20.
Then it's at the 20. Right.
It's going to be very confusing to watch. But like everything else with the NFL, we're going to get used to it like in a week.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm just of the opinion, and we talked about it I think last week, just get rid of kickers. If the fact that we have to keep changing all these things around, just get rid of it. I don't think this is ridiculous. It's fine. It may work for a little while.
It's going to work. It's going to create action on kickoff
returns.
It's
very short because all of the defenders are on the 40. So if you're the kicking team, the kicking team is on the opponent 40-yard line already. So they only have 10 yards to get a running start, and they have to wait until the receiver actually grabs the ball.
But here's the difference now in the game, I think, is that right now kickoffs just go through the end zone and there's no action at all, right?
Yeah. Fine.
Now, there has to be action on every kickoff.
If you get it into that area, sure.
Right, and I would imagine the kickers are going to become very effective at landing it in the red zone.
And what happens when most of that, it all just happens the exact same way that they just pull it out and they get tackled at the 30 every single time?
It's not going to be every single time.
I mean, most of the time, it'll be the 25.
If you have a dynamic returner, something good can happen.
Yeah, there aren't that many Devin Hesters left that are good. I just don't see a lot of it happening. Basically, Kickers in general are a waste of time in the NFL. It would be better for the game itself if there were no kickers and only punters.
Oh, how dare you say that?
I know Cappy will be mad.
He'll be so mad.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't care because I just don't need them anymore. It's a better for the game. If you, I want to see Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes win a game for me. I don't want to see Tyler Bass or, you know, somebody kicking a field goal and missing it and losing the game when they would never stepped on the field. I know this has to do with the kickoff, but I just don't need kickers anymore.
Yeah.
They're a waste of time now. They're a waste of time.
That's like a complete overhaul of the game,
hey,
though.
Hey, hey, 1-2. No, I can hear you guys.
I don't know who it is.
I need
me?
More of you. Hello, hello.
Is it Ireland? Hello? Is he in Milwaukee right now?
Hello? Check, 1-2. Check,
1-2.
Wait,
I hear it in my headphones, too. I hear
someone's talking.
Oh, man. They got
is
the,
it
the
over?
Russians
is that the, did you figure out what button it was?
No, I have no idea.
The Russians are taking over
again.
Minimania.
It's like in queue, but it's like distant.
Yeah, it is distant. I'm sure it's from the arena in Milwaukee, but I just don't know who's talking. All right, coming up now for you is Game of Games. It is Brian's game today. The great Jacob M. Ronnie is going to be here to play it with us. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go as we get ready for Lakers and Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Ireland is joining us.
Of course.
Of course he is.
Wait, you didn't think I was going to give up my Game of Games lead that easy, did
Hell
you?
No. Hell
you
no.
You do not have a lead in Ireland.
No.
Well, I won on Friday. Who's ahead of me?
It's Bergman 4, Ireland 4, Brian 4, Mason 3, Laura 1, Andy 1.
Ooh, it's close.
It's close. And Jacob Imrani is here. How many is Jacob?
Hi, Jacob.
Jacob's Hello. About to have two.
Jacob's about to have two. That's, yeah. That's the attitude.
And three Jacob, second place finishes.
Jacob's will finish two. I know that.
All right, so Brian's game today. Brian, what do you got going?
All right, in honor of opening week, got a little opening day game coming up
okay,
here. So
got it.
Multiple choice, a couple true and false.
Okay.
All right, number one here. Bob Feller threw the first ever no-hitter on opening day in 1940. Who else has thrown an opening day no-hitter? Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, or no one?
Okay, Mason says nobody. Jacob.
I will go with nobody.
Nobody. Go to Bergman.
Nobody.
Nobody. Go to Linz.
What were the choices?
Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson?
Randy Johnson.
Unit and Ireland.
Nobody.
Nobody. What's
it
the correct
nobody.
Answer? It is nobody. Yeah. There you go.
I think I'm gonna know that.
So,
Bob Feller pitched an opening day no-hitter.
Right.
Yeah, so that's,
I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention. I'm not going
to
lie.
That's how it started off. He said Bob Feller was the only one, was the first person.
Yeah. Okay, Mason, Jacob, Bergman, and Ireland all on the board. Brian, what's number two?
All right, five hits in a game from a single player on opening day has happened 14 times. It happened twice. Okay, never mind. Scrap that question.
Okay, getting rid of that question.
So the answer
two. I gave you the answer, yes, sir.
Two was the answer.
Number three.
All right, number three, true or false. Hank Aaron hit his 714th home run tying Babe Ruth on opening day.
Jacob?
False.
Bergman?
False.
Lindsay?
True.
Ireland?
True.
Mason says false.
It is true.
Oh, it is true.
I didn't
opening
realize it was
day,
on opening day.
1974.
I didn't. Did you know that for sure, Ireland?
Yeah, and then 2 days later, he played against the Dodgers and hit it against hit 715 against the Dodgers.
So sadly, Ireland has the lead. Brian, what's number four?
All right, Hall of Famers Frank Robinson and Ken Griffey Jr. share the record for the most career home runs on opening day. How many career opening day home runs do they have? Six, eight, or four?
Bergman?
So I was thinking four at the very beginning, so I'm going to go with four.
Bergman says four. Lindsay?
Eight.
Ireland?
Four.
4. Mason says 4. Jacob.
4.
4.
It is 8.
It is 8. Oh.
Wow. Don't have 8.
Nobody. Did anybody have that? Nobody got that point.
No, no. Lindsay said 8.
Oh, Lindsay got it. Yeah. So Lindsay's got 2. Ireland's got 2. Mason, Jacob, Bergman, 1.
All right, here we go. Number 5. In the 67 seasons in Los Angeles, how many different opening day starters have the Dodgers used?
Oh, wow.
26, 32, or 21?
We start with Ireland here.
21.
21, says Ireland. Let's see. Me, it comes to, I will say 21 also. Jacob.
26.
26.
I'm
Bergman.
Saying 32 for Sandy Koufax.
32. And Lynch?
Oh, man, you guys all took other ones. 26.
It is 26.
It is 26.
Oh, so, Lindsay's got the lead.
Lindsay's got the lead. Jacob's got 2 now.
And Mace has 2.
If
and
I win, can I donate my win to someone else?
No, not allowed. Not.
Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, what about me?
You can donate it to Jacob.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Okay. Ireland, do you happen
so
to have the score?
I don't.
Okay. All right. That's all right. I got it. I'm terrible at keeping score. But
you should have had me do it.
What's the next one?
All right, here we go. For the Dodgers, who started more opening day games consecutively? Is it A, Kershaw, or B, Don Sutton?
Ooh.
Let's see. It starts with me. I will say it's Kersh. Jacob.
Kersh.
Kersh. Brian, Bergman.
Kersh.
Lindsay.
Sutton.
Sutton. And John.
Kershaw.
Kershaw.
It is Kershaw.
It is Kershaw.
I knew that. I just wanted to be different.
So Kershaw with 8. Sutton had 7, so only one off.
Okay, so that's Lindsay with 3, Ireland with 3, Mason with 2. Jacob with 2, Bergman
with
2.
I got 3.
No, no, Jacob's
got
3.
You have 3 also, by the way, Mason.
I have 3? Okay,
great. And I have 2.
Okay, it's very close.
I have 4.
Lindsay has 4. Excellent.
All right, we go. Another true or false.
No, you have 3 because you missed that one.
Whatever.
Okay. Brian?
The Angels have played 63 opening day games. They have an overall winning record on opening day. True or false?
Let's see. It starts with Jacob.
I will say true.
Bergman?
So they've only been decent recently. I'm going to say false.
False. Ireland?
False.
False. Linz?
False.
I'm going to say true.
It is false.
It is false.
26 right. And 37 record.
Dude.
Okay.
Yeah. So. They're just not a good franchise.
So let's see. The score is now.
It's winning a game.
So Ireland has 4. Greg has 4. I think Lindsay has 4. Did you say false or true?
I missed this one.
You missed that one? So you have 3, and Mason still has 3.
I'm beginning to wonder how Game of Games even happens when I'm not here.
Normally, Greg keeps score, and I'm...
No, Ireland keeps score.
I should have been the one keeping score.
Okay.
Good thing I'm honest. Okay, this would be like a perfect way to jump on another point.
I've gotten the last 2, so I'm at 4.
Okay, there you go. You pick up the score.
You keep writing during. Give me your pen.
Got thank another you. True or false here.
Another true false.
4-4-4-3-3. All right, we're
true
good.
True or false. The 2 games in Korea saw more people in attendance when the Padres were the home team.
Interesting. Let's start with Bergman on this.
So the Padres were the home team the first night? I'm going to say true.
Lynch.
True.
Ireland.
True.
Mason says true. Jacob.
I'm going to go against all of you. False.
Correct answer?
It is true.
It is true.
Jeez, trying to get that point.
Yeah. Come on, Jacob. You're right there.
Come on, Brian.
I got 2 more for you guys.
Okay. Hang on for a score count. Bergman's keeping score. No, I think.
Because you try and write numbers. That's so
correct.
Weird.
That is numbers, right?
Correct.
Right, tally them.
So, yeah, so Greg has 5. Lindsay has 5. I don't know what that thing says there. It's Ireland has 5. Mason has 4. And Jacob has 3.
Okay. Got it.
Damn, I fell behind.
Brian, how many are left?
I got 2 left and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
True or false, Bartolo Colon has the most opening day starts for the Angels?
Okay, we got to go to the leaders here.
So Ireland?
Ireland.
True.
I will say, true also. Lindsay?
False.
Mason?
False.
And Jacob?
False.
It is false.
Yeah.
Jared Weaver.
Okay.
Oh, Jared Weaver, of course. Yeah.
Sense. So 5. Lindsay got that. Lindsay now has the lead with the last one. So Lindsay has 6. Ireland 5. Greg 5. Mason 5. Jacob 4. Sorry, Jacob. You are out.
You're out, Jacob.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what? Jacob, there's a very good chance you're leading and just these guys just counted wrong.
We have no
idea.
All right, last one. Lindsay has to go first, Lindsay, and we all have to go opposite.
Right.
Who have the Dodgers played the most on opening day in all of their history? Is it A, Padres, B, Phillies, or C, Giants?
Lindsay?
Giants.
Okay.
All right, Ireland?
I think it is Giants, but I got to score, so I'll say Padres.
I'm going to say Phillies because I can't say Giants. Mason?
I also am going to say Padres.
It was the Giants.
Yeah.
Woo!
Takes the W.
Lindsay with the last
job. Lindsay, you have two.
She wants to donate her points.
Yeah, I'm going to donate my win to Jacob.
To Jacob.
Congratulations, Jacob.
Yeah, way
time.
To go, Jacob.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Winning the hard way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, Ireland, how are we feeling there in Milwaukee?
I'd feel better if LeBron was playing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How about you, Jacob? How do you feel about it, tonight's game?
Listen, I think the Lakers play well even when LeBron is not on the floor, especially on the road. So as long as AD comes out and is AD, everybody else is going to wrap around him and we'll have a good game.
Yeah, Ireland, they've played well with LeBron out. They're 5-4 without
LeBron this year.
Yeah, they've won some big games without him, so I wouldn't count them out. It's 9.5-point spread.
Wow.
So Milwaukee is a pretty heavy favorite, but we will find out. The game is coming up for you next. Jacob Imrani joining us. Thanks for joining us, as always. Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob, calljacob.com, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Ireland, we will be listening for the call.
All right, boys and girls, have fun.
All right. Coming up next for you is pregame, Lakers versus Milwaukee. And as always, it is Slee with the pre. The call of the game is coming up for you a little bit later here on the home of the Lakers, 710 ESPN.